This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Numerous people killed in election-related violence in Bangladesh as Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina heading for a landslide win for a third term. Violence began between the ruling and opposition parties during the election campaigns. It carried on into Election Day despite heavy security throughout the country. The partial U.S. government shutdown hits its 10th day today with no end in sight as federal spending regulations and negotiations remain stalled between President Trump and lawmakers heading into 2019. Mr. Trump continues to demand billions of dollars in federal spending for wall construction along the U.S.-Mexico border. Lindsey Graham is a senator from President Trump's Republican Party.
On multiple fronts, the president's in a good mood, and he feels like he's got to deliver on the promise of securing our border. And he's very open-minded about combining wall funding with other things to make it a win-win for the country.
Democratic lawmakers back a modest increase in overall border security funding, but resolutely oppose a wall. John Tester is a senator from the opposition Democratic Party.
And if the president wants to continue to take a campaign promise that he made, which was to have Mexico pay for a wall, and say, no, the rules have changed. Now we're still going to build a wall, but we're going to have the American taxpayer pay for it. We're going to use the American taxpayer like an ATM machine. That's not the right direction to go.
Spending authority for the fourth and U.S. government expired on December the 12th, the 22nd, that is, prompting the partial government shutdown. White House officials are saying talks to resolve the impasse have broken off. Get more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Retired U.S. Army General Stanley McChrystal blasted President Trump, taking issue with Mr. Trump's decision to remove about half of the U.S. forces in Afghanistan. McChrystal once led U.S. troops in Afghanistan. The general also was highly critical of the president's personal character, indicating, in his opinion, he is immoral and dishonest. A U.S. healthcare worker who may have been exposed to the Ebola virus while treating patients in the Democratic Republic of Congo has arrived back in the United States, was immediately put into quarantine. Meantime, the World Health Organization says violent protests in conflict-ridden North Kivu province, that is, are hampering the efforts to control the spread of the Ebola virus. Lisa Schlein reports now from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
The World Health Organization reports anti-government protests in the towns of Beni and Butembo in North Kivu in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo are having a serious impact on the Ebola response operation. It says critical fieldwork is being disrupted, including vaccinations, contact tracing, and checking on people who have been potentially exposed to the deadly virus. WHO spokesman Tarek Jazarevich says an Ebola transit center in Beni was attacked, frightening people waiting for test results and the staff caring for them. He tells VOA the violence is an unfortunate setback to Ebola control efforts, which have been progressing. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Millions of citizens in the Democratic Republic of Congo voted in a contentious, chaotic national election that has been repeatedly delayed, marred with glitches, as well as allegations of vote rigging. While voting day was also marred with chaos, confusion, and anger, millions of people did make it out to the polls. Some 40 million participated in what most consider to be the most important poll the nation has taken in its independent history. The poll marks the first opportunity at a peaceful transfer of power in almost 60 years as an independent country. Electoral authorities in Afghanistan have delayed by 3 months next year's presidential election. It will now be held on July the 20th. The unity government of incumbent President Ashraf Ghani, who intends to seek a second 5-year term, has welcomed the delay, though it had previously insisted the polls should be held on time. Sunday's announcement comes as officials are still struggling to tally votes cast in October's parliamentary elections, which were mired in controversy. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.